Good morning and welcome to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. My name is Michael Detweiler. I'm your host. And my guest today is Tabitha Merritt. She is the director, right?
That's
correct. The Peachtree Learning Center right here in Cookeville. And I know lots of you are familiar with Peachtree Learning Center. They are located literally across from the hospital. You can see, I guess, the 5-6-story building.
Yes, we watch the helicopter come and go.
Yes, absolutely. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, yes, ma'am. So we've got a fun show ahead and a lot of interesting things and announcement about a guest coming. And before we get to all of that, tell us about Tabitha.
Well, there's a sweet story of God's leading us here to this community back in the mid-90s.
Awesome.
But I'll skip ahead to our involvement at Peachtree. I homeschooled our two daughters, and enrolled my younger daughter in an art class there about a decade ago. And it has grown from that into the previous director who actually founded Peachtree is Shoni Smith and her husband Steve.
Yes.
Incredibly phenomenal people. And so she kind of drew our family into teaching there. And so all three of us, my two daughters and myself, all have taught music and art in American Girl class. That's where we met your family.
Yes.
Sweet times there. And then just as time progressed and we got more and more involved, when the time came for Shoni to retire, the board asked me to take that responsibility, which was perfect timing because my younger daughter had just graduated high school. So the timing of it was really sweet. So I've been the director there for about 3 years. And
wow.
We have a great time there. It's a really sweet spot and great community of families there. We draw about 200 families in every week from 9 counties to take music, art, dance, heritage crafts. There's some academics on Mondays for homeschool people that want to have some outside interaction in that area. And we have just a great variety of teachers that come in. A lot of artisans from the community come in and teach classes there,
which is
a great way to impart those skills and knowledge bases. And we do it all with an emphasis on being godly and capturing those areas for the glory of God and
Amen.
To promote his kingdom. So
Amen.
It's been a very sweet space for all that to happen. We're in a very old church building. It's a 94-year-old church building. And the big room that we have, we're very proud of. It's actually original architecture. So really unfriendly plaster walls, unfriendly to paint and unfriendly to tape, but beautiful space. It's very acoustically friendly. So we love having events in there. Our recitals are just a mark of beauty because the sound in there is incredible. So we have that. And then we have basically the classroom wing was built onto the front of that. And we have two stories of classrooms and studios. We have about 120 private lessons that happen there as well as the 70 classes a week. So it's a humming little building.
It is.
Tucked away at the corner of 4th and Walnut.
So if someone was listening and said, hey, I want to contact them.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. We have a website, peachtreelearningcenter.com. And we also have a great email account that is humming with lots of questions. And we have a weekly newsletter. If you're enrolled in anything, you get a weekly update of all the stuff coming up. There's always something going on. So, we're on Facebook and Instagram. We have daily posts practically of just different announcements and things that are going on.
That's great.
It's easy to find us.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, you have, a special guest coming.
We do have an incredibly special guest. This is a big thing for us. We're known for our art classes and music classes and fantastic ensemble work. We have great choirs that happen there, and we've gotten out in the community with those things. We take our strings group out to play in the community as much as possible. We have a little stringed orchestra class, and we just do several concerts a year. We do lots of things like that we try to involve the community in.
Yes.
This was kind of a big leap for us. I'm just going to say it was a God prompting, followed a prompting to contact Eric Metaxas's group in New York, following a specific talk that I heard him give, and just reached out and said, we're small. We're in a small area. We know you usually go to huge metropolitan areas to speak, but we would love for you to come speak to us. We have great families here who love the Lord and who want to impact our culture, and that's kind of what we're about at Peachtree. So would you consider sandwiching us in between two big events? And got a really sweet email back from one of his assistants there and had a great email conversation back and forth with her. Basically, we've ended up getting on his book tour, because this new book has come out about a month and a half ago, and we're one of the stops on his book tour, which is pretty phenomenally awesome. And if you're not familiar with him, he's got quite a track record of writing great books and mostly nonfiction. He's written some children's fiction. Actually, our first encounter with him was back when he narrated the VeggieTales video, Esther.
Yes.
He was the narrator there, and then he helped write, I think, at least one other video. He helped write Lyle the Kindly Viking, which is another favorite at my house. But he's also, he's very well known for his biographies of Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther, William Wilberforce, really big men in history who impacted their cultures in positive ways for Christ and for the cause of the kingdom. And so those are, he's well known for those, and he's also well known for other books he's written about men and women, both, who have impacted the culture. I know he's got volume two of both of those things coming out, I think, later. And then he's got a book called If You Can Keep It, which is based on a quote from the Constitutional Convention. Someone asked Benjamin Franklin, as he came out of the building, apparently, what kind of government did you give us? And he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
Yes.
And so he's
and
spun
off
imagine, of
that. I can imagine Benjamin Franklin responding in kind of a caustic kind of way, like, you know, a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
Exactly.
Know, that's what I just imagine on the streets, you know, there in Philadelphia, you know, and the horses making the noise. I don't know. I can just picture that.
I can picture that, too. And it's a great quote. And it's also kind of a sobering quote in these times, because we definitely feel like we're a little bit closer to the edge of losing it, I think, than ever before.
Yes.
And I'm not terribly old, but I've been around long enough to see a difference in just the political climate and culture in general.
Right. And how we as people are at each other's throats.
I mean,
it just seems out of sorts.
The erosion of trust is really sad to watch.
Yes, it is. It is.
And just familial community.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Totally agree with you. Yeah. So my guest today here on Local Matters is Tabitha Merritt. She is the director of the Peachtree Learning Center here in Cookeville. And we've been talking the last couple minutes about not only the Peachtree Learning Center and the programs that they have. We've also been talking about a very special guest that will be coming to Cookeville. I'm thinking end of April.
It's April 29th. It's a Thursday night at 6:30.
And so if people wanted to go to that event, how would they go?
There's a couple of ways. You can call our friendly office, and we have someone there at least 9 to 4 every day, sometimes earlier and later. But you can call our office, 528-7216, and just tell them you want tickets. We have hard copy tickets there, and you could just go by and pick those up for $5 a piece. You can also go to Eventbrite and look up our event on Eventbrite. And get your tickets there. There's a little fee involved if you buy them there, but that's a guarantee also.
Sure.
Then you don't have to come by if we're out of reach for you. And you can also now go to Eric Metaxas's website. We're on his tour page.
And
so you can go there, and he's got us linked. He's got our website linked, and you can go to our website also, and there's a link there.
And so if somebody's listening from out of town, obviously she and I know this, but our area code is 931.
Yes. Sorry. 931-528-7216.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And so, you know, again, I wouldn't encourage people to come out.
Yeah. We have quite a building to fill. Life Church has been super generous to let us use their big space there for this. And I think we've got close to 1,000 seats to fill. So
to be able to fill.
Yeah, so we've got a good space.
That's excellent. So talking about Eric, he is a funny guy. His humor kind of fits me. So
me too.
And his knowledge, you know, just his incredible knowledge.
Right.
Is something that I'm very impressed with. I was talking to my father-in-law about him, and he had recommended seven men to me like a couple years ago.
Okay.
So he's uh, he He's very knowledgeable of who Eric is. Mm-hmm. Eric also hosts a radio show.
He does.
Which I did not know that.
Yes.
So I've been tuning in, and I've gone and onto my podcast app and been mm-hmm. able to look him up and pull
he's
up.
He's got
a
some
bunch
great interviews.
Things. He really does.
Mm-hmm. Great variety of people.
Yeah, he really does. So we're thrilled to have him in Cookeville.
It's a pretty exciting experience for us too. We're small. We've never, to my knowledge, hosted anything quite like this, but we're very excited about just the doors that might open and the
sure.
possibilities of having him come back or having someone else, sure. you know, other speakers come. I think there's a great draw in this area, especially just because of the nature of the area. I mean, there's a lot of people here who are in creative pursuits. Mm-hmm. We at Peachtree are blessed with a ton of young adults and teachers who are very creative in their giftings, but hearing from someone that has this kind of platform
yes.
speak about how it is to impact culture will be a huge encouragement, I think. I think it'll be a great place to boost that.
So. Absolutely. And I would encourage people who maybe aren't sure kind of what they think or go, well, who is this guy and, you mm-hmm. know, what is he going to be talking about? Come out.
Right.
Come out and listen.
Absolutely. He's a very entertaining guy to hear.
He is.
No matter what place you find yourself on the spectrum.
Absolutely.
He's going to be a very fun. He's got such a wide variety of experiences.
He really does.
A lot
and
of things
so,
to speak about.
I don't want people to frame it in, well, that's just this or that's just that.
Right.
It's only for this group or that particular group.
I agree.
I think you should come in here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Again, very, very impressed with Eric. Mm-hmm. In our second segment, we will talk more not only about his books, but also his interviews, places he's been. You know, I looked at his schedule over the last several years, and it really opened my eyes to wow, Cookeville, Tennessee.
I know
this is a big deal. So, Tabitha. Thank you for being on this show.
Thank you very much.
And when we come back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1, we will cover the rest of Eric Metaxas coming to Cookeville. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. My guest today, Tabitha Merritt. She is the director of Peachtree Learning Center here in Cookeville. So welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so before we went to the break, we were talking about your special guest who's coming to Cookeville.
Yes, Eric Metaxas. He's a New York Times bestselling author, a national speaker, nationally renowned speaker, podcaster,
yes.
has a great radio show. And he also conducts a lecture series in Manhattan called Socrates in the City.
Wow.
Okay, and brings in special guests and does small group kind of interview Q&A events, which I was covetously hoping to get to go to someday. I would love to sit in the audience and see that. But I've seen some recordings and listened to some excerpts,
yes.
and it's just fascinating to see who he gets in the chair and how he gets to talk to people. He obviously loves people.
He does.
And is a great interviewer and interviewee. I've heard him interviewed as well. He's just fun.
So if you love podcasts, I would encourage you to
yes.
look up Eric Metaxas. It's Metaxas.
Right.
And look him up.
Yeah.
And listen.
Yes.
I think like like Tabitha and myself are, I think you'll be fascinated by
him. He's interviewed a wide variety of people. One of my favorite interviews I've heard him do was with Katie Couric on the floor of the National Broadcasters Association meeting, I think. And it was just a fun, very sweet, fun time of interviewing somebody who was very diametrically opposed, I'm sure, in some ways to in worldview. But it was a great interaction to hear him. They had a great time together, which is just such a sweet thing to hear.
And I think that's a mark of a good interviewer. They listen to the person that they're talking to, and they form questions in their brain. So he would be somebody who would be naturally curious. Mm-hmm. So as he's hearing, for instance, Katie Couric speak to him, then he's formulating, I have a question about this.
Right.
And those are the best interviews.
Yes. He's just a very sweet people person.
Yes.
And has a gifting for that, just interaction with different people.
Yes. And so you have him coming to Cookeville.
We do. On April 29th, he's going to be here that day to speak that night to a very large audience at Life Church. We're using their large space. And because they were willing to come for a lot less than he usually gets, which is just a blessing, then our ticket price is only
$5.
That's amazing. That'll help us defray that cost. And since we're a 501c3 nonprofit ourselves, we don't have a lot of cash lying around. So that's going to be a huge blessing to have people just show up and pay a small fee, but still get to hopefully not prohibitive for anybody who wants to come and hear him. It'd be a great family event. There's not going to be any reason not to bring your younger children unless they're just really, really wiggly and that kind of thing. We don't have child care, so they'll want to stay. But we're expecting the event to last about an hour. And then I think we might have a short Q&A session with him or at least some kind of interview process. And then he's going to stay around and sign books. And Walls of Books here in Cookeville has generously agreed to be our book provider. So they're going to have a selection of his books, heavy on the new book.
Excellent.
But a selection of his books available at a discount. Mm-hmm. So they were great to partner with us in this, and they'll have those books available for you to buy, and then you can stand in line and sign them. And Mr. Metaxas is known for sticking around until every person in the line has been served, so nobody will get turned away with his book. He'll stay and sign every book. They told me a time limit on his time, and then when I asked questions, they said, well, to be honest, he'll stay until everybody's gone. He will stay until the last person's book gets signed. So that's a sweet thing to know on the front end. You won't get stiffed with a sticker of a signature. He will actually stick around and sign your book. So that's great. It's been great to have a local partner in Walls of Books doing that with us, too.
And I love their store.
Our
family has been in there and bought books from them and traded in books.
Yes.
And just, what? I mean, I'm so glad
they're here. A great resource. Yes, and I just found out they've opened a second location in Mount Juliet, which is great news. I'm glad that they're doing well, and he's got a second bookstore.
That's great.
Yes, so yeah, a great place to come buy your books at a discount and then stand there and let him sign it for you.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants a ticket, tell them where they can go.
There are several options. You can go to eventbrite.com and just search on Cookeville, Eric Metaxas, or Peachtree Learning Center. That'll be the only event we have out there right now. You can buy them there with a small fee attached, or you can come to our office or call our office and we can reserve tickets for you. We've got hard copy tickets there. If you want a paper ticket, we've got them there. Or you can go to our website, and there's a link there also to let you buy tickets at Eventbrite. So if you have trouble finding that, just go to our website, peachtreelearningcenter.com.
Perfect. Perfect. So you have, a couple, books in front of you. The ones that, are interesting to me, or basically all of them, but specifically Seven Men, Seven Women.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote these, what was kind of the thinking as he was writing these was to feature people who did great things in history that maybe we don't know the whole story.
Right. I think he's must be fascinated with people who impact their culture.
Right.
Singularly and single-handedly in many cases. So he's profiled people in this book, including Jackie Robinson, who obviously did a huge favor for the baseball.
Absolutely.
National Baseball League when he was alive. And Eric Little, if you're not familiar with his story, he was an Olympic runner in the 30s and then actually died in a Japanese prison camp. Wow. Because he went to China as a missionary after his running career had kind of closed out. He was from Scotland, and God had called him to the mission field, but first called him to the Olympics. So that was kind of an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And Chuck Colson, I think Eric Metaxas actually worked for him for a while. So he has a great story of working with him and how Chuck Colson was able to impact the world for with his faith after starting off in a strange place. He came to faith later in life as well. So, and he's also profiled people you've heard of, like George Washington and Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Pope John Paul II.
Sure.
Some great people like that, too.
I think one that stuck out to me from his sequel to Seven Men, Seven More Men.
Yes.
Was a local connection,
yes.
Sergeant Alvin York.
Yes, that's pretty exciting to see.
Yes, Fentress County.
And if you've seen the movie, it's a great movie, there's more to his story
than that. There's a lot more to his story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a great read, and of course, without giving it away,
Right.
Go and get the book.
Yes.
I think you'll be blown away. Listen, you can order it as an audio book if you prefer to listen to books.
Yes.
You can order it to go on your electronic device.
Right.
We have all the ways.
Yes.
Obviously, you can go down to Wall of Books.
You can.
And if it's not in stock,
they'll get it for you. They will.
So support a local business.
Always.
And so another one that is to me, and we just have a minute and 30 seconds in this segment, so we'll tease this one.
Okay.
Bonhoeffer.
Mm-hmm.
This was a man of faith who participated in the German resistance movement to remove Hitler from power,
mm-hmm.
assassinate him.
Right.
That's what the German resistance movement mm-hmm. had planned on doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a man of the cloth,
mm-hmm.
a pastor, teacher, was part of that group.
Mm-hmm.
And he was captured by the SS. And so in our third segment, we're going to talk about that story. Because it's an amazing book.
It's
a great read. It's a thick book. But
yes, it
there's
is.
So
it
much,
looks a little daunting, but there's a lot of good stuff in this book.
But there is a lot of great, great stuff in that book. So when we come back, we will have more with Tabitha Merritt and talking about Eric Metaxas coming to Cookeville to speak and to a book signing. And you're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. My guest today is Tabitha Merritt, and she's the director of the Peachtree Learning Center. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Well, thank you.
We as a family, have used the services/classes, I guess I should call it.
Gotten to enjoy some fun stuff there.
Yes, absolutely. And they do an excellent job. So when we were going to the break, we were teasing everybody about the book Bonhoeffer from Eric Metaxas. And we were telling the story of who Dietrich Bonhoeffer was. And then, he suffered for mm-hmm. going against Hitler.
Yes.
In the SS.
Yes, and he was.
Early on in life, mm-hmm. or early on in the 30s, he was very aware of what Nazism was.
Yes.
And what potentially it could be.
Yes, I think he saw some disturbing trends in the faith community in Germany with the church and their passivity towards what he perceived as a threat early on from Hitler's regime.
Sure.
I mean, Hitler was freely elected into office.
He was.
We forget that. But
we do
they elected
forget
him
that.
Happily.
Absolutely.
And people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer saw some disturbing things early on and tried to call warning signs and kind of got tamped down for that. And then later, I believe, if I remember correctly, he started a minister school, a school for pastors for young men, and actually got that kind of shut down as well, and became kind of a persona non grata, and came to America at one point during the war to just mm-hmm. flee for his life because they were trying to find ways to shut him down, and he was able to escape mm-hmm. for quite a while. Came to America for a while and lived here for a little bit and had a respite, and just felt like he was supposed to go back home. and fight it out. And so he did, knowing that he might not survive, and he did not. He did not survive the war. He lacked a few days surviving the war. They hanged him just within a few days being able to be emancipated.
In fact, that anniversary of his hanging just passed.
Just a few days ago.
As we're on air, it's just a few days ago. And he was vocal in his objections.
He was very staunch about it.
He really was. And German government closed his seminary in 1937.
Yes, they were afraid of what was coming out.
Right, and he, after getting engaged, was arrested in April of 43.
Yes, and then never got married.
Never did.
Right, so he was pretty young when he died too.
Yes.
He wasn't
right.
And he wrote some beautiful things in prison, which is always amazing to me, that the works that come out of people while they're in prison. Pilgrim's Progress was written because John Bunyan kept being thrown in jail for what he was preaching about. I mean, it's beautiful that we can benefit from that, but it's kind of a sad way to have to let it out. But yeah, he wrote a couple of great books while he was there.
Think of Paul's writings.
Exactly. Okay. Half the New Testament.
And so he wasn't in a prison like we think of a prison today. He was in chains.
Right.
And you didn't get to see the outside, and you didn't get three meals and a place to lie down.
No.
Well, you did, but
no
cable
TV.
That's right. So so it's a different, it's completely different. But so Eric Metaxas coming to Cookeville.
Yes.
It is April 29th.
Yes. And it's a Thursday evening.
Thursday.
6:30.
Hosted at Life Church.
Yes. It's Peachtree's kind of hosting the event, but they have generously shared their space with us for that night.
Fantastic.
We're going to have, a great time out there, just getting to hear from him, some details of his own life, and probably some details from books he's written. Another book I wanted to touch on was Seven Women.
Yes.
And The Secret to Their Greatness. He's got two volumes of that out as well, and he's talked about people such as Hannah Moore, who was a great friend of William Wilberforce in the fight to end slavery in England in the early 1800s. She's got a fantastic story. She was a huge patron of his. And Corrie Ten Boom, who was another World War II hero, basically.
Yes.
She survived that experience, but she was the only person in her family to come out alive, and had a fantastic story after the war of going back to Germany and forgiving her actual captors, and it was beautiful stuff. He profiles Rosa Parks, who obviously we're familiar with for standing up for what was right in a very hard time.
Yes.
And Mother Teresa, of course, everybody probably knows who she was, but he has a great, interesting profile of her. The great thing about these books I enjoyed a lot was that they're short chapters. You can pick up one of these Seven Men or Seven Women books and read a chapter, listen to a chapter, however you want to have it delivered, in, less than half an hour. They're not that long.
Sure.
And it's great to just read profiles of people who stood up for things when they saw wrong. They stood up for right, and maybe were or were not rewarded for it here, but did the right thing regardless.
Yes,
which
did.
Is the definition of courage, right? They were very courageous people. So
it is.
It's always encouraging to read about people who do that.
So he has a new book out.
He does. He has a new book.
Tell
the reason we get to have him.
That's right.
He's on a book tour and had some dates open, which was very strategic for us. So his new book is called A Fish Out of Water, which is a funny title, but apparently it describes kind of how he's felt a lot in his life. He was born in Manhattan, I think, in the 50s, or I guess it was early 60s. His parents came here in the 50s. So his parents were both immigrants here from communist countries. His dad was a Greek immigrant. His family moved here in the early 50s, or some of them did. I'm still reading the book myself. And then his mother was a German, and she had been behind the wall in Germany. And her family came here in the early 50s as well. And then his parents met after they got to New York. I don't know what language they spoke to each other. I haven't heard that, but I in this book, Fish Out of Water, Mr. Metaxas describes just the experience of growing up in a family in New York and then later in Connecticut, where both of his parents had other languages as their first language. So I think that was embarrassing on several levels. Apparently, just going to a store and having foreign accents at that time was kind of it made you feel like a fish out of water, like you didn't belong. He talked about after he moved, how he felt like he'd moved to America after they left New York, because it was, he felt so strange, I think. And then I think schools, I think his junior high and high school experiences were also, he makes fun stories out of it, but I think it must have been really kind
some
of
painful,
really hard. Yeah, he was young for his age and small for his age and very smart.
Very
so he
smart,
was
right. So
had
he
skipped
advanced,
ahead of grade.
Right, right.
Yes.
And
so,
geez, kids don't get picked on when they small and advanced for their age in
right.
terms of. You know, going ahead in grades.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. It was hard on him. And I, you know, it's amazing to read as a stranger to him to see the things that he went through and how grace carried him through all of it. I mean, he had right. several times that he could have jumped off the wagon and he somehow stayed the course. And he was raised in a marginally Christian home. He was raised with a Greek Orthodox faith mm-hmm. background, mm-hmm. but didn't really, he doesn't claim to have come to Christ until later, even after he went to Yale. So that's been a fun chapter to read that he
yes.
did not have this legacy of faith necessarily before.
And he talked about that. I watched a recent video that he talked about, you know, being at Yale and coming to Christ, but then everyone around him, had different thoughts on that,
yes.
you know, and some were demeaning and, mm-hmm. and he said he went home and he told his dad about it. He said, you know, I've come to Christ and his dad goes, but isn't that what we do in the Greek Orthodox? You know, obviously I'm, you know, putting my own spin on this. And so mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that over the years, you know, his father, you know, watching him understood
mm-hmm.
what it really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought that was neat.
Very sweet.
So we have about 3 minutes remaining in the show. Some things you want to cover is obviously how do they get tickets?
Yes. So again, if you want tickets to come, they're as cheap as we can make them. They're $5. You can come to PeachtreeLearningCenter.com and get tickets there. There's a link that takes you to the Eventbrite page. You can go directly to Eventbrite.com, and there's an event there set up in Peachtree Learning Center's name, or you can just probably search on Eric Metaxas in Cookeville. You could even go to Eric Metaxas's website now,
That's
and
right.
there's a link there on his tour page, straight to our page to get tickets. You can also just call our office at 931-528-7216. And tell them you want tickets and just
awesome.
Send us a check or come by or pay us on PayPal and we can reserve you hard tickets there as well. So
right.
we've got about 1,000 seats to use and we're excited about having him here. I just can't tell you how excited we are. We're
yes.
thrilled to death to be able to offer this to the community and be able to encourage people in engaging culture in good ways and impacting
absolutely.
The world around you in specific ways, not necessarily the whole world, but your world.
Sure.
Be
absolutely.
Able to stand where
your
you are
circle.
And do
your circle.
That's right.
So if somebody's listening and they say, you know, some of this sounds interesting. I don't know what I think.
Right.
What would you tell them?
I would tell them that, that it's always good to hear people from outside come into your world and speak.
Yes,
I always encourage people to sift through what they think anyway.
Absolutely.
If we're holding on to something so hard we can't sift it, it's probably a little too hard.
Right.
So I would suggest just coming and enjoying. He's a very engaging speaker. He's a very engaging writer. He's a gift for communication and is very cleverly, he's very clever at what he says
it's
and has
funny.
A lot of
just
funny stories
funny.
To tell.
Yeah,
he's going to mostly be talking about his this new book, which is a partial autobiography. And has a lot of funny stories to tell, but also some impactful things to say about growing up with parents who had experienced communism firsthand.
Yes.
And so any of those things that can encourage you or just make you think again or just make you laugh out loud, if you're interested in any of that, that's probably all going to happen in about an hour window.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's been great having you on
the show. Thank you very much.
Show.
It's been great having the chance to come talk about it.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Come see Eric Metaxas. You're going to be blessed by it, I promise you. This is Michael Detweiler, and you're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1.